it's got all the acts that are on the tour, plus...
I haven't heard it yet, so... Yeah. No, it wasn't. Nah, 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 nah.
But this is a pre-record, so if we miss any business, we can stop and we can make sure we cram it all in. So we will get... I guess what we'll do is we'll probably edit this down to 2 4- or 5-minute chunks that will play out in the show either tomorrow or next week.
All right.
And then we'll probably put the whole thing out as a podcast as well. So that'll probably get a couple of thousand downloads, I would have thought, at least. So... Are we ready to go? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Eloise does all the technical
stuff.
That's
if you know your pods.
Know your pods. Right.
No, I don't.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined by... Oh, he's having a cough. Clear your throat.
No, just yeah.
It's Reg Presley. Reg Presley, it's an honour to meet you, sir. You don't need headphones on.
No.
Do you want them?
No, I want to know what his name is.
It's Ian Lee, Reg.
Ian.
Yes.
All right.
That's all right. There was no reason for you to know that.
The thing is, you speak so fast when you're introducing yourself that I didn't pick up on it.
I'm sorry. I shall speak a little bit slower.
Yeah. No. Hey, no, keep it.
It's very, very nice to meet you. Eloise, what are you tinkering with there?
You're very quiet.
Am I very quiet?
No.
Okay. Look, Eloise does all the technical stuff. I just do the words and the stuff. Is that sounding better? Sounds all
turn
right,
it up.
Oh, okay.
All right now, though.
Okay, it's all right, is it, Eloise? Reg Presley, your surname isn't Presley, though. It's of the Trogs, isn't it? That's surely how you've been introduced for the last...
Yes. When they first named me Reg Presley, it's like Elvis Costello, you know, it's a different name. And they said it's on the... You've got a little write-up, but not much, on the back of the NME. So I looked for it and I couldn't find it. And I phoned London again. I said, no, I can't see, you know, my name there. I looked all down it. They said, no, right down, second row, second, third lane. And I looked again. No, I can't. I phoned them back again. I said, no, I can't find it. What's going on here? And he said, look, third row, so many things down, you know.
Lines.
Yeah. And I went, what? Reg Presley? I said, well, you couldn't call me a less known name like Crosby or Sinatra.
You didn't know they were going to change your name?
No, they just did it. It's crazy. What they got away with in the 60s is unbelievable.
Are we allowed to ask what the real name is, or have you forgotten that now?
No, I use it because it's great when you're on holiday.
Yeah.
You know, you just go... Reg Ball.
Oh.
B-A-double-L.
Reg Ball's, that's kind of classy,
I know,
though.
Michael Ball.
Yeah, you
know, why did they change it? I didn't want them to, but, you know.
The 60s are fantastic, man.
I know.
Let's do the business, and we'll do the business again at the end. But the Trogs are playing again, sir.
We have always played, if you'd have kept your ears to the wall.
There were about 3 years at the beginning of the 70s, weren't there, when you kind of stopped?
No.
Did you keep playing?
I have never stopped. Chris did leave thinking, oh, that's it, we've had our hits, you know, and left and went over to Portugal and opened a club up. And then the Portuguese government changed and everything went mad and he came back.
Yeah.
And after about 9 months, I said, do you want to come back in? He said, yeah. So he came back in and... We've changed one or two, but Ronnie died in the drummer in 91 or 92. I forgot.
Right.
God rest him. But so, you know, I've kept going all the time.
Yeah.
It's just that while people were away or doing something else, I've kept it going, you know, with different people.
I heard something last night, a piece of your work that I found very upsetting. I'm a huge Beach Boys fan.
Uh-huh.
I'd never heard your version of Good Vibrations. It is the seediest.
Well, it's
it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I love the colourful clothes she almost
wears. Yeah, well, that's what it was like in those days, you know. I remember a girl stood in front of me on stage in what's that new town? Basildon?
Milton Keynes.
No,
Basildon. Okay, we'll go with that.
And she was stood in front of me. Well, I think it was there anyway. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And she had red hipster jeans on.
Hello.
So low.
Hello.
You could see a little something.
A tuppence.
And and under her bra, she had a blouse that was undone and tied in a knot.
Oh, dear, yes.
And she was doing all the moves in front of me, and I thought, wow. You know, hey, one minute you're a bricklayer doing something, and then all of a sudden you're on stage with some girl doing that. When I sat in the car going home, I wrote, I can't control myself.
Yes.
They said it. I did it.
They were doing it.
Yeah.
How did the Trogs happen? How did they get together?
We were two bands, actually. in Andover. I was working with a guy who played a guitar, lead guitarist. This is before Chris.
Yeah.
And he said to me, we're both bricklaying the same thing. We were working together and working, what do they call it, subbing.
Mm.
And he said to me, how about making a band? I went, no, because I was getting on in years then. I was 20, in my 20s, you know. And I said, he kept on saying, and 3 months I said, no, no, no. And all of a sudden I said, well, what am I going to do? Because he was a lead guitarist. He said, okay, play the bass. So I borrowed a bass.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the guy wanted the bass back.
Unbelievable.
So I had to go to London and get another one with all the stuff that went with it, you know, the bass
amps
and everything.
So you can get a bass in the southwest of England? Is that what you...
No, you always shopped for stuff like that. In
okay,
London,
right.
You know. Clothes as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually.
Denmark Street, Carnaby Street.
Yeah, they were all... any rate, did that, went, and then all of a sudden you realise you've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Because everything was on, like, the Never Never, you know, higher purchase. And so we had to work. So we worked, and all of a sudden we went in for a competition, and the guy said, come to London.
Yeah.
You know, and he sent us all round the publishers, and we were looking for things.
Yeah.
And by then, we'd gone to a studio and put down what we liked.
Right. And what played kind of stuff was that you were playing there?
Stones, Kinks. Right. And we played the Kinks number in London, in Denmark Street.
Yeah.
And the guy heard the Stones, and then he heard the Kinks. And he picked up the phone, and he said, Larry? He must have said, yeah. He said, I've got some boys here, you know, that I think you ought to listen to. And he must have said, no, I haven't got time at the moment. He said, well, I think you did, because they do your boys' number better than what your boys do.
So this was Barnes, was it?
Larry Page.
Larry Page.
We were there. I mean, as long as it took to walk out of his office and round and up the stairs into that. And he wanted it. But he sort of stayed like that because he knew, we didn't, that he was losing the Kinks.
Yeah.
And he did. And as soon as he lost them, we went in the studio for him. It's weird.
You
there
make
is
it
a
sound
time.
So easy.
There's a time and a place. But when Chris came along, they were in a band in Andover, which was a bit of a sweetie band, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a great guitarist because he studied classical and he could do Spanish, anything you wanted him to do, and he was good from 8 years old. So, you know, he expanded a bit. And then we went on stage and we had to tell him to. Could you turn that guitar up a bit? no, a bit
dirtier,
more than that.
Please.
A bit more than that. A bit more than that. Now we've been for, 40 years saying, could you turn it down a bit? Could you turn it down a bit?
Because Wild Thing is kind of, it's like an early punk song, isn't it? It's got a dirty
sound. It is,
sound
but
to it.
It's written by a guy called Chip Taylor, who come from the sort of countryside of music over there in the States.
He did some stuff with the Monkees, I seem to remember. I think he may have produced...
Might have done.
Something
he wrote Any Way That You Want Me as well.
Okay, good song.
So,
yep.
You know, he's written some good stuff and he was famous. His family now is famous, isn't it?
Yeah.
That woman, beautiful.
What woman?
Woman is his, I don't know, relation.
Which one?
I'm trying to think of her name. I can never bring names to mind. It took me 3 months to remember my wife's name when I met her. I used to phone up London and go, hi there. She'd know by the accent who it was, you know. It's bringing names to the fore. I cannot do it.
Okay, well let's assume that he has a famous female relative.
Chip Taylor.
Whose name?
John Voight.
Oh, now, Angelina Jolie.
Yes, we knew we'd get there, look.
Man, we should hang out more often. My memory's like yours, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Wild Thing, was that the first big hit?
That was the first big hit, yeah. And also, I wrote With a Girl Like You, and we recorded them on the same session.
Right.
And Larry was doing an orchestra that he had, and he said, if there's any time on the end of the session, you can have it.
Fantastic.
So we drove all the way to London, went up near Baker Street and waited outside. And there was 3/4 of an hour left. And he said, when is he going to finish with this? And all of a sudden, the first guy walked out with a violin underneath his arm. We said, well, right, 3/4 of an hour. And we had to get in. Get the equipment in, get a sound, and put them down.
Brilliant.
In 3/4 of an hour.
Brilliant.
And
I love
both
it.
Of them were number ones. Yeah. And I hear people say, yes, it took us 6 months to do that album. Do you know what our first album took?
Oh, I bet it was a day or something ridiculous, wasn't it? Something silly.
Hark at him.
No, I'm not being rude.
Hark at him in a day.
I'm not being rude.
2 1/4 hours. to do the album. It took 2 hours to play it. Crazy. In those days, you did it. And I'll tell you something, though. By doing it that way, it was a great, because everything you had in your brain and for that song came out.
Yeah.
You didn't have to think 25 months you know, before you did another.
Well, the thing, they do an album now, and it is, it's 3 years.
You
tinker and tinker and overproduce. And
that's okay if you do them quickly, but then hold on to them and then get another one and do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah. Mm. But not to... What are we going to do now? Well, let's play it, shall we? That's a start.
Who were your... You mentioned the Kinks. Did you like hang out with the Kinks? I love the Kinks.
I do.
Yeah.
I love their music. And that's why we did one of their songs.
Which one were you doing?
You really got me?
Yeah, okay.
You really got me going.
The Kinks have kind of been a bit overlooked, really. I think they should be held up as elder statesmen of British rock.
They fought, the brothers fought, and they made it hard for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they... said, okay, now let's get back together again. I mean, Ray goes around, does things now. But if they could, I would go every night.
The first
group I actually saw, you know, a hit group, were them in Basildon.
Really?
Strangely enough, yeah.
He's a little bit, takes himself a little bit seriously.
Yes.
I think he's maybe one of his...
Most people do now, don't they?
But you don't. I mean, you're never sure when you meet someone, it's going to be, so we can just stick to the business in hand. Or you have a laugh, and you seem a nice, gentleman.
I know, I've been through it all for those years. I mean, when we had a number one, to me, in 1969, they landed on the moon.
Yeah.
And you can't imagine, because you're younger, but
God bless
when
you.
They did that, I thought, wow, next thing is Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, duh.
That ain't going to happen for another 50 years.
It was
least.
Like landing on the moon when you had a first hit.
Yeah.
Every mortal thing was different than you did.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, you mentioned the moon.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of the UFOs and all of that. You're a proper believer. Have you seen UFOs?
Do you know what?
What?
I would go as far as to say, and everybody in the country will think I'm a lunatic.
I don't think you're a lunatic.
But hang on a sec, you will.
Okay. Then. All right.
You and you, I'm looking around now, and you. Ian, wasn't it? Yeah.
Ian, that's it, yeah.
You're not from here.
Hello.
We are all from Mars.
You've been reading your Eric von Daniken's, haven't you?
Well, I haven't read him, no.
No.
But 550,000 years ago, asteroid hit Mars.
Yeah.
If you get an asteroid that hits a planet like it did on Earth, if it hit it head on, 95% of life dies.
Yes.
If you go across a planet and scoop it out, which scientists tell us that it did across Mars, you take the sea, you take the air, you take the oxygen off planet. How do you think comets are formed with all that ice? Where did the ice come from?
I don't know.
No, it's water off of planets that they hit.
Yeah.
550,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Now we've got a load of Homo sapiens. Sapiens, that's what we were.
Yeah.
Trying to mate with Cro-Magnon man.
Yeah, that's
it didn't
the,
work.
It's not going to work, is it?
Hey, now try and find the missing link from monkeys. It didn't work, did it? They haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
No. Cro-Magnon, Homo sapiens pushed Cro-Magnon man across Europe, and they petered out. In Portugal.
Yeah.
Died off.
Back to Portugal again.
Yeah. I don't think they died off, actually. I think they went into politics.
Okay, yes. and, I love you, Reg. I want you to come and stay in my house. You're
but,
great.
You know, that's what happened.
Yeah.
I believe, because I met Marina Popovich. And when you talk to a spacewoman, what do they call it?
Astronauts.
Astronaut.
Yeah.
When you talk to them, you're not talking to some guy in the pub who got a great idea.
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody who's been through it. And
so she agrees, she believes this, does she?
I'll tell you what, they sent a rocket, two rockets to Mars in 1988.
Yeah.
3 days behind one another.
Yeah.
And they went there, and their whole object was to map Mars, right?
Yeah.
And after they mapped it, come home, not come home, just that, as long as they got the film back.
Yeah.
That's all they wanted. And one more thing the scientists asked.
Yeah.
They said that Phobos, they think, is hollow because it wobbled.
What's Phobos?
Phobos is a moon.
Okay.
And it looks like a rugby ball.
Right.
It's oval. One way it looks round, the next way it looks oval.
Yeah.
But right at the end, there's a hole in it. And the first thing showed that there was a hole. It was empty.
Yeah.
It was hollow. But all of a sudden, the film went, shh, you know.
Oh,
nobody,
that's exciting.
Nobody could see it, but they thought, and they tried really hard to get it back.
Yeah.
They couldn't. They said, well, we're lucky. We got this other one coming through 3 days later. So they turn it on. Everybody was there. She was as well.
Yeah.
Turn it on. And all of a sudden you see Phobos. And it was going to do the other thing and then map the other half of Mars.
Yeah.
You know. And as it passed like that, but before it passed, it was great. On the film, and this is, you know, this is the truth. It was there.
Yeah, yeah.
A UFO came up from below.
Whoa, whoa, hang on a second. What?
1 second. It came up from below. And because it was all the scientists there, they could see it was making a shadow on Mars.
Yeah.
And they worked it out that it was 17 miles long.
Now, hang on.
We don't have anything that big that flies.
Reg.
They don't, the Russians.
I have to ask you.
Yeah.
How do you know about this?
I've seen it.
Where, on YouTube?
No, no.
How?
I saw it. She brought the film footage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
okay.
An astronaut,
okay.
You know.
Okay.
And she brought the film footage. And also she saw something else. They were working on technology, you know, yeah. Their technology. Wasn't quite perhaps at that time so good as the Americans, but they were getting there.
Yeah.
And that this thing that this plane was supposed to fire at
yeah.
was all the computer was lining up and going on like that. And all of a sudden, a UFO turned up by the side and the computer didn't know whether to fire at the target
yeah.
or the UFO. And it went to go and fire at the UFO. That's the last, you know, thing. Every mortal thing on the plane didn't work.
Yeah.
And she said to us, if he hadn't have been a great pilot, you can understand this too,
yeah.
he wouldn't have been able to land it. It was
yeah.
so technical,
yeah.
the whole thing. It was like the stealth.
I want to believe, and I do believe that we're not alone in the universe. I think you'd have to be arrogant to think that there is not something out there.
But what you have to think of to even think that is, when did their life start?
Yeah.
Was it 1 million years ago?
Yeah.
20 million years ago, 200 million years, a billion years ago.
Yeah.
Now, we're getting bored now, being human beings, going up to Mars and back. How do you think they feel if they're that clever?
So you don't...
And they want to go places. They want to come and see us or fly by or
yeah.
say, let's start life on that planet. They yeah. might have even done that on Mars and then we've grown up like them and made... ourselves
okay.
and come here.
Listen, we got
now, one more thing I must say.
You got me going now.
But there's one more thing. Do you remember? I don't know whether you're old enough. In 1993,
yeah.
they came on television, all scientists, and they were going along the South Pole and they were picking up Mars rocks.
I don't remember that.
Well, no. It was on the main news. Nobody miss it.
Yeah.
And if you say anybody, yeah, he's right, they'll say, because they have to, because
yeah.
it was there.
Yeah.
And they were picking it up on these sledges. When they got back and studied them, they were from Mars.
Yeah.
I reckon that asteroid came by, whipped the face off Mars,
yeah.
and just came along, you know, in the rubble of what yeah. a comet looks like then, because it changes, I think, into a comet.
Yeah.
And as the tail passed Earth, all the little studs of Earth and that from Mars came down.
Scattered over there.
Now, because we're losing the snow on the top of the planets, they were starting to find them.
Fantastic.
550,000
years later.
So it's proof that something came from Mars, and they thought, well, we can't go back home. Look at it.
Yeah.
It's like we see Mars today. So they thought, where are we going to go? I know. What about going to Earth? They probably had another name for it, or maybe they named it.
Yeah. But you know that crop circles are just two blokes with peaked caps and a bit of wood and some string. You know that, don't you?
That's what they think they are, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But I'll tell you what.
Go on.
You see a flock of birds.
Yeah.
Geese.
Yeah.
Countryman knows they eat somewhere and they roost somewhere else. They
yeah.
sleep somewhere else, yeah. right? And a guy that was mending a combine harvester watched and at 6 o'clock was told by the farmer to look up because he didn't believe.
Yeah.
And you saw a flock of geese coming across a valley.
Yeah.
They came across to the roundness of the circle, and all of a sudden it was as though they hit a brick wall, fluttered,
yeah.
couldn't find themselves for a minute, went round
wow.
and joined up the other side into a V again and went off to where they sleep.
Yeah.
Right? What was causing that, I believe, is the magnetic field or a magnetic field disturbance. But then you have to ask, why?
Why? Why?
So there's so many questions to answer. But I think we'll find out in 2012. At
12 minutes past 8 in the evening.
No.
I thought
the 21st, yeah. 11 minutes past 11 in the morning.
Oh, I've got to ask why. Why then?
Because that's when the...
Mayan prophecy, is that? Is that it?
Okay. They say the world is going to end.
I've seen the film.
But they don't actually say it like that. And if you think about it, it's good.
Yeah.
The world will end as we know it.
As we know it. So it's a change.
It's a change. And don't you think the changes are coming now?
Yeah.
Especially with the government.
Yeah.
I was so excited the other morning when I woke up and somebody on the news said there's going to be a... What was it? Hung Parliament. I thought, yeah, they're going to hang him.
Justice!
And then
justice!
I said, they can do the bankers as well, you know. And then somebody said, no, it's not mean like
Rich,
that. Yeah, doesn't mean
I've got
that.
To mention the concerts.
What about the concerts?
The PR man's going to get
57 concerts.
Is it 57 dates you're doing?
There's 57 now, because there's been one added today.
Don't take this the wrong way. You should be resting at your age. You should have your feet up at
home. I do every time I come off stage.
But 57 concerts. That's ridiculous.
My wife has got a mother-in-law, and she is 95 years old.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
borrow her Zimmer frame and have it at the side of the stage. And I'll become, just for every night, a mild thing.
Oh, bless you. That's what you should be doing.
Yeah,
nice
I know. You're
going to
be a mild
version.
Thing at my age. Yeah. I can't. I'm sorry. No,
do you
I've got to be a wild thing.
Does it still sound loud and dirty when you're doing it? You've not. Tell me you've not turned it down and toned it down a bit, have you?
How dare you?
Good lad. Well done.
How dare you even think about it?
I can't imagine you doing anything by half measures.
I can't say it. I could in bricky term, but we hit the...
Oh, you can say it. We'll bleep it out.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We hit the shit out of it. Now that'll come over it. Oh, shit out of it. All across America.
Reg Presley, scandal. And it's a pack bill. Dave Berry. I'm a big fan of Dave Berry. Little Things. Does he still do the dance with his fingers?
Do you know what? Strange thing I said about my wife's mother, 95 years old. I said, she said, who is on the bill with you? And I said, well, you know, so-and-so. Dave Berry. Oh, I love Dave Berry. The way he clings to that curtain.
He did very weird moves. He did weird moves.
I know. And that's the thing. I mean, these guys were inventing what people took on.
Mm.
You know, it's like we listen to R&B, which isn't the same as R&B today.
No, of course not.
But we listen there
Shake
for...
Shake your booty.
For songs, you know, like Louisiana Red, Lightning Hopkins, and all those people,
you
know, they were doing, and we were trying to go down to the record shops and get these songs. We could do that. We could do a version of that.
Yeah.
And we'd get it home and do a version like that, and the Bloody Stones has already done it.
Oh, I hate those
you know,
Stones.
It was
Bloody Mick Jagger.
I love their music.
I don't get the Stones. I love the Beatles. I love the Beach Boys. I've got a very soft spot for the Monkees.
Yeah.
But the Stones, I just don't. I just find them a little bit boring.
Really?
Yeah.
You've heard them too often.
Maybe. Yeah. You like the Stones, don't you, Louise?
Yeah.
I've tried it.
You know, they're everybody has got a way about them.
Yeah.
What turns you on.
Yeah.
And that. I love early Elvis.
Right.
Don't quite like so much the older Elvis.
Yeah,
you know, and things like that. There's all little quirks. Each individual has.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what you like about it. Okay. I mean, you'll see some people down the front really going mad like that. And you might see an older person at the back sort of just nodding. Well, they can't do no more. Have to break their neck. You know?
You'll see that 18-year-old girl in the front row in the tight jeans which is about 65 this time.
They're still there.
So Dave
they're
Berry.
Still there.
Mike Pender, the voice of the Searchers. Brian Poole.
Yeah.
Peter Sarsstedt. Well,
they're all great guys.
Good
I mean,
stuff.
We've come along with them all through this history, if you like, you know.
It must be amazing.
We do wear black. A lot of us do wear black now.
Slimming.
Yeah, because no.
Oh,
well,
no, sorry, no.
No, it's the death of rock and roll.
It must be amazing.
In mourning for the
day. When did you get together? 63, 64? And it's 2010. It's the future. And
I know.
You're still playing. That must be an incredible thing.
I know, because people would come up and they'd put a mic in front of your face and say, how long do you think you'll be in the business? And to somebody that's just started, you think, well, how long's rock and roll going to last?
Yeah.
And then we didn't know.
Yeah.
So you'd say 2-3 years. And here we are 43 years later.
Okay.
In fact, coming up, it's 44, isn't it?
Okay, so listen. They're
yes, it's got to be.
Playing everywhere. High Wycombe, London, Southport, Hull, Swansea, everywhere. Starts
Scotland,
on
Wales.
You're in Scotland, eh?
Yeah.
Starts on Sunday the 28th of February. It's all through March. It's all through April. Christ, it's all through May as well. Flying Music, is that the place to look for ticket information? Or?
Flying Music.
flymusic.co.uk.
And it's a 25th anniversary of all these shows, so it's
and there's an
be
album coming out as well.
Yes, on the
1st of March.
Yeah, okay. It's great. Yeah.
I've got, look,
and that's on Universal.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, yeah.
There's two questions I want to ask you. Can you do brief answers?
I know.
I've got. Okay, we'll do the one I want to ask you first. The Trogs tape.
Yeah.
How the hell did that ever get released? It's
we
wonderful.
We were coming to the end of a contract.
Yeah.
And they phoned me up on Friday and said, you owe us another song.
Yeah.
And I said, do we? I didn't know. You know, how many songs have we done? Blah, blah, blah. Yes, I want you in on Monday. I said, Monday? It's Friday. Monday, you want us in? Yeah, put something down. I said, I've got hardly any ideas or anything. And I said, don't care. You were there, of course. Any argument that we would have when we were routining for a new song.
Yeah.
And all the swearing and everything like that would come out in somebody's garage in the local village hall,
yeah.
Anywhere where you were routining. But they all were all coming out in the studio because we didn't know what. I had a vague idea. Biggest argument we ever had, and it was the song was a vague idea called Tranquility.
That was even
funnier,
is,
you know.
It is. I remember hearing that.
And
when
somebody
I was...
just said, we're not going to get anything here.
Yeah.
And he just, and I think it was Elton John's engineer. Just pressed the button
and
recorded it, yeah.
And how, you but just I remember getting it as a 14-year-old and thinking, this is the... And I was listening to it again last night.
We did.
It's wonderful, man.
We were recording somewhere else again, walked across the road from the studio, and the guy... We walked into a pub and we all had a shandy or something, and the guy said, are you the Trogs? We said, yeah, because we just walked out of the studio. Yeah. He said, I've got something that you ought to listen to. And went like that, and we heard it for the first time.
Fantastic.
Because we didn't know that they pressed a button and recorded it.
Yeah.
But we all blew up, you know, in anger.
Of course.
And then started laughing.
Yeah.
We couldn't help it. We said, but it's bloody funny, you know. So I think they just said, okay, let's release it.
Ba-da-da-ba-da-da. Yeah. You've played it already.
Drummers.
Ba-da-da-ba-da-da.
Drummers, I shit them.
I think we're going to try... Well, Eloise has edited like a minute. Did you manage to do that? A minute of... We're going to try and play a minute of the Trogs tape.
Wow.
Without...
Oh, no.
It's just going to be bleep, 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 bleep.
Yeah, it's going to be...
It's a wonderful thing. Okay,
Do it in time for a reggae. Do a reggae version of it.
And a very final question.
Off.
Oh, man, it's a joy.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Off.
Very final question. R.E.M., are you still... 1993, was that? You did the album with,
yeah,
R.E.M.?
Athens Andover.
And do you still speak to them at all, or have they kind of blown you out now?
Well, no, they wouldn't like that. I mean, we sort of went over there, went into where they record and where all their guitars were, and we sort of just walked around each other, looking at each other in awe. Because, believe it or not, and this is what they said to us.
Yeah.
We did all your songs before we made our first.
Fantastic.
So you
that
know,
must
all
have been
them
great
songs they'd done.
Yeah.
And that's why they did Love Is All Around.
Yeah,
I suppose.
Of course.
You know, they'd done them all. So we were just in awe of one another, just walking around thinking, oh, what are we going to bloody do together?
And then
though,
they were at the height of their powers in 93.
Yeah,
they were one of the biggest bands in the world.
They were,
know.
Yeah.
Must have been.
Great guys. I mean, we got on with them well.
Yeah. Must have been very flattering to have met them like that.
Yeah, we even had dinner at their house.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it was weird.
Rock and roll.
But it was lovely, it's great, you know, that you're meeting new people all the time.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man, it's an absolute honour to meet you. You are a genuine, you know, I think you're a British...
You're not bowing. I can't see you bowing down there.
I'm bowing. No. You're a British rock legend. And listen, they're playing everywhere with the Swinging Blue Jeans and Peter Sarsgaard, Dave Berry. Go to flyingmusic.co.uk. They'll be coming to a town near you. And what kind of age of audience are you getting? Is it old people? Are you getting the kids coming along as well and digging
in?
Well,
I was thinking about that. And I said the other day, you know, when you look out into the audience...
Yeah.
You know, you see old people, you see grey-haired people, you see young people. But at certain times of the night when they put the light on, you know, I said to somebody else, it's like standing on the front of the Titanic watching the icebergs, you know. But that's just, you know, gently through the audience. You know?
Rachel, listen, it's lovely. It's lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in and best of luck with the tour. And hopefully we'll see you again at some point.
But they're not all old, I'm telling you. The young ones are there.
Good lad, well done. I'm glad you got that in. You'd have been in terrible trouble. The PR man's fuming in the corner. Look at that.
They are, though. They are. And they go down to 15, 16 they must have mums or dads or uncles or aunts or grannies, I don't know, that liked us and bought the records and they heard them once. Maybe.
Reg, it's a pleasure. Thank you very, very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Cheers.
Take care.